Very good evening. You're welcome along to Terrace Talk, where the arguments have already started at a minute past six ahead of our quiz. It is Ivan Hurley with you for our final live show of 2025. And that always, our I was going to say 2026. It is 2025 still for another week. And always our final show is our annual Christmas quiz. We're joined by Liam Brosnan, John Kennedy, James McCarthy and Richard O'Farron for our end of season gathering. I hope we find you well. You might be sitting in traffic somewhere in around the county, or you might be laid up beside the fire. Whatever it is you're doing this evening, I hope you're joining us and you're enjoying what will be a fantastic programme once again this evening. We do want you to get involved at home. We've got plenty of books here. Christmas time is a great time to get stuff into radio stations. We've got a lot of books here to give away as well. So 083 300 3300 is our text or WhatsApp, or you can give a call 066 712 3666. What we might do is the first question in each round, you might text the answer that plus your name and contact number, and you'll be in the draw for one of the books here beside us in studio. Lads, you're very welcome to our football gang, Liam and John, and to our hurling gang, James and Mustard. So I think, James, you were late, so it's been settled without you.
Oh, my God, you just gave me something.
Yeah, so it's going to be hurling against football this year. I think that might be one of the first times we've done that.
That's easy.
I'm home, so James.
We'll lay it down the last straight away.
That's confidence already, nice and early in the day. I like it. Well, first of all, as I suppose, quickly to look back on 2025, obviously from a footballing perspective, Liam, obviously great to land All-Ireland number 39. We had a great club championship and county championship, and our clubs are still going in the All-Ireland series. So overall, a memorable year for Kerry football.
Great year for Kerry football, Ivan. I suppose going back to winning the National League and then heading on to, I suppose, that fanatical game against Armagh that everyone remembers, that the 15 or 16 minutes of greatness, and then to go on to win the All-Ireland. And then you have your county championship and club championships, and we have all our teams now heading on to All-Ireland semi-finals, so we wished him well now in the start of January.
Yeah, absolutely. James, I suppose from a hurling perspective, it was a disappointment to get relegated to the Christy Ring. Stayed in Division 2, which was important for going to this year, and look at, I suppose, Kerry favourites going to Christy Ring is always nice in a campaign, and plenty of chance maybe to get the youngsters back out, and of course the club's seen strong as well with Abby Dorney back on top.
don't rub it in now. All right. But no, you're dead right. No, look, Tweaky needs a year to bed in, right? And he needs time to bed in players. I think he's done that. And you know, we got to give him his head. Leave him, have a cut this year, leave all the lads come back, get his team right. Look, maybe they found their level for now. Develop, go on again, have another cut. But you've got to start somewhere, Ivo. Bit of success, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
That'll get the taste for fellas back in again. And Kerry hurling, look, it's not as bad as it made out to be. We're still there. We're not at the level of the boys around us. We're unfortunate we're in the province we're in. But we're getting there. But like I said, look, I hope they have a good year. And we're looking forward to a good year for them.
Absolutely. Well, I meant to bring down pens, lads, but what I do is...
Okay,
I
look,
we're
okay.
I'll give you a cheese right for all one pair. We'll go up through the average and get a bit more, or maybe Conal might be able to drop us in some paper at some point. But we'll start with that. We'll get the quiz underway. Look, there's people at home eagerly anticipating this. We've been hearing it all week, and it always is a nice one to start off the year. So we've a couple of different rounds throughout it. It's kind of no format really, but we'll figure it out as we go along, as we tend to do. So as a reminder, the first question is for our listeners at home as well, and the first book that's on top of my pile is of course Aidan O'Mahony's book Unbroken. A great read actually. I only caught up in that one during the year as well. So Aidan O'Mahony's book Unbroken is the first prize and the first question for our listeners at home as well as the men here. Question one, how many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Football Championship? I'll give you multiple choice. 34, 44 or 54 goals. That's your first question. For the listeners at home, 083 300 3300, text or WhatsApp your name and your answer, and you could be in with a chance of winning our first prize of the evening, which is Aidan O'Mahony's book Unbroken. So how many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Football Championship? Was it 34, 44 or 54? There's plenty of whispering going on here between the hurlers and I. Question two. Yeah. Obviously a lot of talk this year of the 25 years since the millennium and everything else, and we'll have actually a round on the 2000s shortly, but who did Glenfresk beat in the Millennium Cup final?
Oh,
that's 25 years ago. Hard to believe it, Liam, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Showing our age.
There you go. So who did Glenfresk beat?
seriously. He did. I was thinking that that John was played in the Millennium Cup.
There you go. I didn't think that was a day over 40. Right, question three. So we knew Kerry won their 39th All-Ireland title this year, but how many senior football All-Irelands have Kerry appeared in? How many finals have the Kerry senior football team been in?
Don't lose too many. Great record in finals.
Yeah, good record in finals, yeah. 39th title this year, John. It was a nice memorable one, wasn't it? Especially as Lee mentioned already, that kind of run through and probably dispatch of Armagh after that Meath game was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a superb win, Ivan. And you know, it was a kind of a topsy-turvy season, injuries and new guys coming in, and I suppose great credit to the management. You know, the lads that came in stood up really, and but the Armagh game was definitely the turning point. It was the Shawnee Shea show, really, wasn't it, for that first half? Yes. And you know, the displays by Joe Connor and David Clifford in particular throughout the campaign was top class. Great victory, and we saw what it meant to the county, like.
Yeah, no,
the homecoming and the reaction people gave to the team, it was badly needed and a great boost.
Football needs it, I think. Football rules needed something. It needed a Kerry win. It needed a proper traditional football county to win and to say, right, the rules are working.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we needed. Really, the whole thing needed.
No, 100%. And like that restart, it does shorten the winter, doesn't it, when Kerry win in All-Ireland, even though you might be the more hardy man of the county. But I think when Sam Maguire's around, you see it kind of every week in the schools and everything else, it does kind of shorten that run from, especially the All-Ireland so early now, from the kind of the end of July till now, kind of nearly flies by when there's still a bit of celebration going on restart, isn't
it? That was simply outstanding. You know, I mean, the performance, I suppose it started as much before the game began, with Donegal leaving the parade.
Yeah.
And Kerry marched around like warriors then with the chest out. And it just lifted the whole Kerry crowd to see the boys marching, you know. And, you know, and then, of course, the performance of Dave at the point before halftime. Joe's performance, just, it was just...
Gavin White.
Outstanding. Was out injured now. Yeah. You know, just a brilliant performance, a brilliant team performance, and Kerry doing what Kerry does best.
Yeah.
And it's like, even every year, you know, when Jack wins in All-Ireland, he wins the league. But I suppose the game that really stands out for me was that trip to Pomeroy. We're both against Tyrone.
That's right.
I think
we're squashing the corner.
That's right, yeah.
But I think we came away that day knowing that there's something here. You know?
Yeah.
That there was, because that was a hard fought victory up there. Yeah. And I think the Kerry supporters, and I remember talking to Joe that day, and Jack actually waved up at us, and Jack doesn't wave at us too often. But he actually waved, you could see, you know, that there was a bit of relief. Yeah. Coming away with a result, but we could see that coming away from Pomeroy, that there was something special kind of brewing.
Yeah. It was definitely.
What's the connection with the supporters, like the call out by David and Paul Gaines?
It was
battle, call to battle, like, and the supporters responded, and the team responded to them. Then,
there have been times in the past too where some supporters have been very, very critical, and you know, I remember when we lost against Dublin, there was a few guys on social media who were very, very smart. And I didn't see them apologising afterwards, you know, attacking David and things like that. They were very, very smart that day. Yeah. But, you know, they can be very critical.
The joys of social media.
The joys of social media.
We've been called animals for a reason. Supporters we have, there's a reason.
But that call to arms, John, did come after the Meath game. And that was circling, that kind of criticism was. And it was kind of, probably wasn't welcome when we were going to a game against the All-Ireland champions in Croke Park in a quarter final. And Kerry being the underdog might have suited us.
We were up there, Ivan and Lee and myself. We've said it several times since, you know, coming out through where some of the parents and family members. And you know, it was like you'd see something after a funeral. Like there was no word being spoken. It was a terrible defeat. And you know, there was a lot of people soul searching, like where are we going to come from here, like, you know. Yeah. And in fairness, they did respond.
Yeah, massive.
Absolutely.
Massive.
Right, we get back to the quiz, lads.
We're still trying to figure out the first couple of questions.
Like an Irish oral, just don't leave anyone speak.
Keep talking.
Keshe
Oh, look,
oh,
we got
Gail
Gore over here.
There we go. So Keshe for 3-4. How many senior football Irons have Kerry appeared? And that was question number 3. Right, question number 4, lads, is a 7-pointer.
Oh, all right.
Because 7 Kerry players played all 9 championship matches in 2025 on the road to Sam Maguire. How many can you name? So 7 Kerry players played all 9 championship matches in 2025 on the road to winning Sam Maguire. How many of those 7 can you name? 1 point for each correct answer here. I love the whispering that goes on when we do these sort of things. Hope you are enjoying at home. As I said, if you want to be in with a chance to win Aidan O'Mahony's book in the first round, the question for you at home was how many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Football Championship? Was it 34, 44 or 54? Your name and number, please, to 083 300 3300 on that one. So yeah, 7 Kerry players at the moment played 9 championship matches in 2025. How many can you name? Question 5, sort of a trick question. Who did the Kerry footballers play in their league opener in 2025?
Oh.
Who did the Kerry footballers play in their league opener in 2025?
Are we home or away?
That's the trick question. Yeah, who did the Kerry footballers play in the league opener in 2025? It was a dramatic end, if you remember at home.
Oh.
A couple of late goals in that one.
Oh, hang on. Might be a hint.
We'll drop the hints. The hurlers are loving the hints.
At home.
Oh. Not saying home or away. Question 6. This is a 5-pointer, lads. So we had a 7-pointer already. We had a 5-pointer. We're sick of talking about 2-pointers, so I said I'd up it a small bit. So, similar to question 4, question 6 is 5 Kerry players played all 8 league games, including the final, in 2025. Can you name them?
Jesus.
I thought this was easy,
lad. The hurling road will suit you, lads.
I hope it does.
So, yeah, 5 Kerry players played all 8 league games, including the final in 2025. If you're comparing lists, lads, one player played all 7 championship games, or all 9 championship games, rather, and all 8.
And all 8, yeah.
There's only one player you should have on both lists. I'll give you that hint.
That's good tipping.
Is that fair enough? You don't have to scratch out too many there, though, lads.
Yes, boys, yeah.
There you go. Question 7. Who was Kerry's top scorer in our under-20s run to the All-Ireland final? Who was the Kerry's top scorer in the under-20s run to the All-Ireland semi-final, rather, yeah? The big one now for team football. Question 8. How many senior games did John Kennedy play for Kerry?
Oh!
League and championship.
200
if John's guessing, we're in big trouble.
Does John know? That's the question.
Question 9. Kerry slotted home the impressive 32 points, as we mentioned, against Armagh in the quarterfinal this year. Who was top scorer on the day for the Kingdom? 32 points, Liam. We thought we'd never see that sort of a score. Two pointers really helped us out this year, didn't it?
It was some kicking. I don't know, it was 15, 16 minutes of just champagne football, really. But yeah. I, like John said at the start there, but Shawnee Shea's first half performance, you know, was outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Final question in for the first round. Question 10. Kerry conceded just 2 goals in the 2025 Championship, which is quite a record. But who didn't the Kingdom keep clean sheets against? So basically, who scored a goal against the Kingdom in 2025? So yeah, just to concede 2 goals, John, it's fairly impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, great defensive set up, Ivan, in fairness. And it was close, continuous marking. And they didn't allow many goal chances to be created, and I think as well as the defence, Shane Ryan had a fantastic year. He was outstanding in goals, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and marked off a top year with the winning the All-Ireland, of course, at the end of it. Right, lads, I'll give you those questions once more. So what we'll do is celebrate things after leaving a sheet in the office, and we'll come back to
the way the phone restart.
Do a phone.
You see, I didn't want to film this thing at all, but I was told we had to film it.
What?
Apparently there was cheating before. I don't know.
By us anyway. Yeah.
That was unverified. No.
It's an awful allegation. Right, the questions again. How many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Football Championship? 34, 44 or 54? That's the one for you at home as well. 083 300 3300 on that one. Question 2. Who did Glenfleth beat in the Millennium Cup final? Number 3. How many Senior Football All-Ireland finals have Kerry appeared in? Question four was a seven-pointer. Seven Kerry players played all nine championship matches in 2025. How many of those can you name? Who did the Kerry footballers play in the league opener in 2025? Star for a trick question. Question six. Five Kerry players played all eight league games, including the final in 2025. Can you name them? Question seven. Who was Kerry's top scorer in under-20s run to the All-Ireland semi-final? How many senior games did John Kennedy play for Kerry is question number eight.
We don't need that answer. You better put it on something there.
Do you have the rest of them got? The Kerry sat at home an impressive 32 points against Armagh in the quarterfinal this year. Who was the top scorer on the day for Kerry? And Kerry conceded just two goals in the 2025 championship. Who didn't the kingdom keep a clean sheet against? We'll give you a hint on John Kennedy's one, lads, will we?
Because I'd say he's suffering from Alzheimer's.
Well, yeah, between league and championship, I'll tell you he's made 15 championship appearances. So add the league appearances up to 15 championship. Who said Jesus? Was that you, John?
No.
Okay, what we'll do, so we'll give you one last chance to write down your answers for that, and we'll give the answers to that, and we'll have round two, which will definitely suit the herders after we take this quick break on Terrace Talk this evening.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulik Hanayeev.
Oh, there's all sorts of cheating trying to go on during the break. We'll have to give the answers before we go to the break the next time. Right, lads. So the answer for the we have to get your answers first.
What I will give it to you as you see. We're honest. We're very honest.
We'll tell you.
I was right. Yeah, exactly.
We have the right answers.
Right, question one. How many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Football Championship? 34, 44 or 54?
We won 34.
We won 44.
You'd both be wrong. 54.
Is it that high?
Wow. That high.
No rules, of course. Yeah.
And there was a lot of goals in the kind of the early stages with the districts as well. There was probably more games this year as well, wasn't there? Right, that's zero so far.
That's good. That's
Who did Glenfless beat in the Millennium Cup final?
Gaeltacht.
Ah, Gaeltacht, yeah.
Yeah, we agree. No.
I couldn't spell on Gaeltacht.
So he put down. Does it start with Lorne Rangers? Can you spell it like Lorne Rangers?
I know, is there an H in there?
We'll give you a pie D there, look, lads. We'll be honest.
Yes, no.
It's Christmas.
The hurling round is coming up.
We'll be honest because the hurling round is coming. We're not giving him a team. We're not going to give him a team.
How many senior football All Ireland finals have Kerry appeared in?
63. 67.
59.
Oh, the last 20 isn't going up bad.
Yeah. So this was a 7-point question.
I was the closest there, no.
Is there a point for that?
So seven Kerry players played all nine championship matches. While I go 1-2-1-2 across. So we'll start with the hurlers to give them a fair rattle of this. So can we start in the seven players, lads?
David
Clifford is one, yeah.
Shane Ryan
isn't on my list.
Oh.
This is the championship now.
This is the championship. Yeah?
Okay. With Gavin.
Gavin White, correct, yeah.
Jason Foley.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Foley is correct.
Shawnee.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Joe O'Connor.
Correct, footballers.
Yeah. Joe O'Connor's with it.
Mike Breen.
Incorrect.
Jesus, well, we're stuck now after that. they're our go-tos.
Conor Gainey.
No.
Paul was.
Dylan Casey.
In case correct footballers,
cornerback.
Jason,
he did a good solid year actually.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
You've two more. You mentioned a brother of his already, or
Dylan.
Cousin.
Dylan Gainey.
Dylan, yeah.
Right, come on, you footballers. They've the our hurlers have got four. You've got three. One more.
We got four.
That's even a surprise to us. We'll give you this one, sir.
One more. We'll head south a small bit.
In the backs of forwards, though, a small hint.
We'll head to South Kerry.
Drummond.
No.
Jesus. Big Lug.
Or east. No. That's west.
East. Hang on, let me see. East.
East, south. Think. South Kinmare East. District, south of Kinmare. Temple, no.
It's hard to kill him.
Killian Spillane.
Was it?
No, it's
He played all championship matches.
Did he?
Apparently so.
Unless the either coming on or starting.
Down thinking about starting. Oh, yeah.
We were thinking starters, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, it was the question.
You need another box of sweets now, Flash. Why some junkie needs to have these days?
Yeah, Killian played all the championship matches.
It's fair going, yeah.
Who did the Kerry footballers play in the league opener in 2025? Hurling
Kerry. Theory. It was supposed to be Donegal, but
yeah, that's where the trick question came in.
Question was
yeah, very good.
Well done, lads. Right, five Kerry players have played all eight league games, including the final.
Joe Conacour, Joe Connor.
Incorrect.
No
league games.
Jason Foley.
Correct.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah.
Jason as well.
Shane Ryan.
No.
In the league, no.
Correct. No.
Because Dylan Casey would have been another one.
Incorrect.
Obioglioch.
Incorrect.
We'll name the whole Kerry team.
Mike Breen, I suppose.
Breen.
Incorrect.
Jeez, lads.
We played all the league matches.
All the league matches.
Every league match.
Coming on as sub.
Coming on or whatever.
Yeah. It's tough now.
A few more brothers now from what we were chatting about earlier on.
Again, he's obviously.
Again, he's must be one of them.
Yeah. Which one?
Connor.
Connor's correct. Was it that, James?
Yeah.
We're Connor as well.
Do you have another one?
What do we know, lads? That's
Dylan?
No.
The brothers.
Spillane.
No.
Tony Braston play all the league matches.
No.
It was hardly Paddy.
Paddy.
That's it.
In every league game, mate.
Christ, no, I didn't think.
Doesn't really get injured in the championship, you nearly forget back.
Yeah, that's right.
That new?
Two more. Will it's you give me up?
Now. Or midfielders.
Time is ticking, so we'll
call it out.
Call off Paul Gainey and Graham O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Righty-o. We'll go to the hurlers next. Question 7. Who was Kerry's top scorer in the under-20s run to the All-Ireland semi-final?
Paddy Lane,
yeah. Do me that as well, lads.
Yeah.
How many senior games did John Kennedy play?
This is a tiebreaker, is it?
Well, we said
this is about 10 points.
This is about
15 championship. So how many league
matches? He surely played 30-plus league matches. I'd say about 45.
That's exactly what we started about, 45
in total?
In total, yeah.
What's your answers?
Between 45 and 50. John, what do you think?
John, we'll get to definitive.
He's saying nothing.
He's staying quiet. You nearly deserve a half point each. That's 47. Probably could have made that multiple choice now for you, in fairness. But,
that would have been nice.
But,
what did he score?
46. No record.
That's a great question.
Kerry's top scorer against Armagh in the quarter final.
John Kennedy.
Shawnee Shea.
Resounding answer there. And Kerry conceded two goals in the 2025 championship. Who didn't the Kingdom keep clean sheets against?
Cork is one anyway.
Yeah, Munster semi final.
We'd our man.
And our man. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Right, lads.
We did alright.
That was bad, no?
Oh. No,
we thought we were worse, actually.
That was a treat.
You were bad enough, Jen.
Thanks for building up the morale.
Yeah. 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 So, Lee, are you now?
He's keeping quiet in the corner, like, you can't get away with that.
Right, on to the hurling, lads. I'm conscious of time ticking by. Again, this one for the listeners at home. A man who might never have played hurling, I'm not sure. The book we're giving away in this one is Sean Kavanagh's autobiography. Again, interviewed him on Terrace Hot this year, and actually a great man to chat. As much as we mess about him not liking Kerry and Kerry football, he actually had a good chat earlier this year. So Sean Kavanagh's autobiography on the table here. Again, if you're playing along at home, this one's for you. 083 300 3300 with your name and number, and we'll pick a winner later on. Right, 2025 hurling. Number one, how many goals scored in the 2025 County Senior Hurling Championship? Was there 30, 40 or 50 goals scored? How many goals were scored in the 2025 County Senior Hurling Championship? 30, 40 or 50? Question 2. Who was our top scorer in this year's County Senior Hurling Championship? Be a very good bonus point now if he guessed what he exactly scored, but I won't. I won't go that to you.
His dad has it.
Give me a bonus point if I tell you.
No, it wasn't in the question. I can't do that. Right, top scorer this year's championship, county championship, obviously. Question 3: the Kingdom remained in Division 2 of the Hurling League with 3 wins and 3 losses. What 3 teams did Kerry beat in the league this year?
Oh, God.
So 3 wins. We ended on 6 points, actually just in third on kind of scoring difference and everything else, so we almost made a league final in the very end. So what 3 teams did Kerry beat in the Division 2 of the Hurling League this year? who was Kerry's top scorer in the Joe McDonagh Cup in 2025. Disappointing campaign that ended in relegation in the end. We had a game against Westmeath to salvage right at the end, but a very tough test for Tweek in his first year as Kerry manager. But who was Kerry's top scorer in the Joe McDonagh Cup? This one was going to be controversial. There are six dual clubs in Kerry. Can we name them? This is at men's level now, not necessarily playing senior football or senior hurling, but both games being played at, let's say,
at the club
adult age.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to underage, because I know there's a good few clubs in Kerry, which is great, trying out the hurling at the underage for the academies.
It's not having a sister club or anything, just the club themselves.
The six dual clubs in
Kerry.
See, I knew it was going to be controversial. I should have just left it out. I'm not saying anything, but yeah, this is this, the senior, let's say, adult age group as opposed to underage, because it's great to see clubs trying it out in underage as well. Question six. Two of the nine teams playing in the hurling championship ended the campaign with two defeats in the group stages. Can you name them? This is the county hurling championship. Two of our nine teams ended the campaign with two defeats in the group stages. Can you name them? It's not Kilmoyley or Ballyhale again. Right? I wouldn't have done that to you.
It's two knocked out.
Question seven. And? Only two games in the county senior hurling championship ended without either team scoring a goal, which is quite impressive, to be fair. Can you name the two games in question? Two games in the county senior hurling championship ended without either team scoring a goal. Can you name them?
Are we involved in this round as well, Evan?
And Joe, I wouldn't mind. I say the hurlers are leading, looking at my tally from the first round.
Are we involved?
Oh yeah.
Right, who scored Kerry's winning goal in the opening Joe McDonagh Cup game against Kildare? It was a great win, wasn't it? I know the campaign ended up being disappointing, James, but to go up to Kildare and win against a team who ended up winning the Joe McDonagh, to win
Kildare
up at Newbridge.
After,
it was a massive start, though.
Probably a wake-up call that Kildare needed.
Yeah.
Because Kildare fancied themselves that day against a Kerry team who we had no expectations for and went up, but Kildare showed the true quality afterwards.
Yeah.
They showed what Kilmiley faced a couple of years ago, all the Nae Spies and all the lads they have up there. They have a proper hurling team up there. Yeah. When they want to get their heads around it, they have a proper hurling team there.
Maybe Leinster Championship a good crack this year. You'd imagine the Wexford would be weak enough in there. Question nine. This one's for you, James. Me and you have played a good few junior hurling matches now. Who won the Kerry junior hurling title this year? And I don't have a junior medal in my back pocket, and neither does James, so it wasn't Kilminey or Crokes. And the final question, how many times have Abby Dorney retained the Nealis Flynn Cup?
The Nealis Flynn Cup?
Sorry, the county championship. Okay, I rephrased the question.
Okay.
How many times have Abby Dorney retained the county title? Right, we'll run through these quickly again. So, lads, how many goals scored in the 2025 County Senior Hurling Championship? 30, 40 or 50? That's the one for you at home as well, to win a copy of Sean Kavanagh's autobiography.
We go first.
083 300 3300 on that one. Our top score in the 2025 County Senior Hurling Championship, Kerry remained in Division 2 of the Hurling League with 3 wins and 3 losses. We named the 3 teams that Kerry beat. Who was Kerry's top scorer in the Joe McDonagh Cup in 2025? There are 6 dual clubs in Kerry. Can you name them? I know that was going to be controversial. Two of the 9 teams playing in the hurling championship ended the campaign with 2 defeats in the group stages. Can you name them? Only 2 games in this year's hurling championship ended without either team scoring a goal. Can you name those games as well? Who scored Kerry's winning goal in the Joe McDonagh Cup victory over Kildare? Who won the Kerry junior hurling title in 2025? And how many times have Abby Dorney retained the Nealis Flynn Cup? So yeah, there's plenty of hurling action restarted throughout the year as well, to be fair. It was a strong year for the county championship this year, wasn't it? I think it was an enjoyable year, and we got a good final out of it as well, didn't we?
We did, but Abby Dorney were very good again. You know, it was supposed to, it was a good year for us. You know, we played well against St. Brendan's. Bideau were too good for us on the day. But I suppose we have a young team. But very impressed with Arfart. Well, Army Arfart, I said at the beginning of the year, Arfart are going to be, they're a coming team. They're very, very good. But obviously the final again, just Abidoni were a little bit ahead of everybody else. They were really, really
powerful,
like, you know. And just a bit disappointed that they didn't go further in the Munster Championship. I think we need to see Kerry teams probably progressing there. I know the standard across the other counties, a bit like Austin Stacks when they're in the intermediate here. I know that they're in the senior final. There is they're pretty even, the teams, and, you know, like St Clare as well. So it's always going to be tough, but... hopefully, you know, next year now we're looking forward to another great championship. Some great young players coming through, so hopefully it'll be another good year.
Yeah, the hurling lads in the county for our football lads, like, you know, you kind of look at it and you do say that there has been, the county hurling championship is unrivaled in Kerry. It's kind of a, I think everyone going as neutrals, you kind of do go into it and say that anyone can win it. And it's great to see, Joe, you know, likes dual players like Luke Crowley even coming through from Rathmore recently playing for the Kerry hurlers and up at the underage with the Kerry football as well. So it is great that, like, when obviously football is kind of number one in the county and it's at its strongest, but you know, when you kind of look back and kind of say, you know, throughout the year, like, it's great that kind of hurling has its own time as well during that split season, and the final obviously right in the middle of the summer, there was a great attendance there this year as well, so things point in the right direction for the hurling side of the county as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think, Ivan, you know, there's great colours. It's a great spectacle, and the supporters come out for the county championship in Kerry. And you know, the standard is quite good. It has improved. You know, Abidoni is setting the bar now, with like Crata winning a county title as well. That's all good for the game. Ballyheigh improving, and like Richard said there, like you have St Brendan's coming again. Kilmaile never too far off. Ballyduff. So it is really intense, and it is real local rivalry, and that's what makes it. The passion that's brought it is brilliant, really.
Joe, it's funny actually, you're kind of saying that now, John, and you mentioned that about the North Kerry Championship a couple of weeks ago in the football. It is that sort of local rivalry brought to a championship level. It's, you know, you always might see maybe Crokes and Dingle opposite sides of the county. Often Crokes, Rathmore, there's a bit of a niggle sitting in the senior championship, but like, that is kind of nice that you've got like this sort of a needle in every game in a county hurling championship as opposed to even just a divisional, and that's where this hurling championship, I think, has that kind of that flair, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like the lads know better than us, is that you're playing these teams year in, year out, month in, month out, and they know each other inside out, you know. But like, what comes through is the top quality forwards in particular. They come to the fore every year, you know. They might be carrying niggles and knocks, but the striking and the scoring is brilliant, like, you know. And you know, it's fantastic to see it. And there's always an anticipation, I think. Quite a number of teams think at the start they can win the county championship.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it interesting, like.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And that's why I think it has that kind of spark of life. Right, lads, we'll go for our answers. We'll give the footballers first dibs on the answers. I know you've them all written down in it. I'll be checking your homework during the ad break anyway.
Yeah,
so no point lying to me. Our first question was how many goals were scored in the county senior hurling championship this year?
We went with 40.
We went high with 50.
50. 40.
It's over now. We won.
Football is rough, buddy.
Thanks for coming, lads.
40 goal. Yeah, it's 50 would be.
You were thought high in hurling. You were always.
You'd think a high, yeah. And we only had two games without a goal. So, yeah, interesting enough. Top scorer in the County Senior Hurling Championship, lads. It's a tricky enough one, though. You went blank. That's okay, too.
Podge.
Yeah.
Scored 133.
Yeah. Good scoring too, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah, Pod Boyle.
35 in the
league,
actually.
Kerry remained in Division 2 of the Hurling League with 3 wins and 3 losses. Can we guess what 3 teams Kerry beat, lads?
Kildare, anyway.
No. Not in the league.
That was Joe Mack.
That was Joe Mack. Joe Mack, yeah. No, close
enough. Clare were in Division 2, weren't they?
They were.
They should have been, yeah.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't in 1B, yeah.
No. So Meath, Derry and Tyrone.
Yeah. Very good, lads.
That's 3 points,
we had 3 in the middle.
We tore to the street.
Kerry's top scorer in the Joe McDonagh Cup. I think the hurlers will get this as well.
Hodge, boys.
A good year, like, again, like, for fella, only probably not fully fit.
He scored 135.
Yeah, fully
scored 135 in the league.
Like, it's good tipping.
Yeah, yeah. When you think back to the, he was towards the end of the county championship campaign. He was on nearly one leg. Yeah. Now, lads, we go to the footballers in this one. Right. 6 dual clubs in Kerry. Can you name them? There's going to be controversy.
Right, we're going to go with Crokes anyway. Dr. Crokes.
Oh, my own club. Well done.
Ballyduff. Kilgarvan.
Yeah.
Kilmaire.
Yep.
Yeah.
St. Brendan's.
I'm giving it.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
And one more, wasn't it? We'd 6.
It's the kind of tricky one. Yeah.
It's the tricky one there.
You gave me Brendan's, you gave me Crokes, you said Kilmaire and Kilgarvan.
Rathmore.
Rathmore, we're saying.
Rathmore, yeah. You both got all of those, Les. Well done. there's room for more, I think. Room for more. It's at that sort of...
I wonder. I think it's part of the problem at the minute.
Do you think so, James?
It is. Because the championship series at the minute is so condensed for a reason. Because the two clubs want to play in the football championship, which is their right. They're right. But then just elongate. There is hurling clubs... I'm talking from a hurling perspective. I'm sorry now, I'm a hurling man. I've been diehard. I'm a diehard hurling man. Yeah. And like, that is no good to us. That is no good to us when we have only 6 weeks of competitive hurling the whole year.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It probably affected Abidorny going into the Munster Championship.
Huge. Had to. And because you're only operating at a level you need to be at for 6 weeks. When you want to operate at a level where you beat, when you come up against, we'll just talk about Munster Championship, you come up against Ballygunner. You come up against Thurles Sarsfields. You come up against these boys. How are you going to attain that level? You never get to that level in your year at all, ever. Yeah. But suddenly you can't turn it on.
But for, let's say, even a lower level than the County James, and that's probably where you started from, wouldn't it be great to see the likes of Dinglefield, the senior hurling team? Wouldn't it be great to see, you know, you see Fieries, the development that's gone on there? Like, spread it around the county small, but even playing the junior, like we see what Rathmore have done now, in the last couple of years. They have added to it, and it's great that, you know, that option to play the game is out there, and I think maybe it might help for growing the hurling. But in fairness, 6 junior clubs at the moment. Thought the Ardfort one was a bit sticky, lads. St. Brendan's Ardfort, but both playing on the same pitch out there anyway.
Two Finn of them. Miley, actually. Hang on, no.
Two of the 9 teams playing in the hurling championship ended the campaign with 2 defeats in the group stages. So
Parnell and Crotty. Panels and Crotty, sorry.
Crotty anyway.
We've Panels and we've Causeway.
Panels and a draw.
So you've Crotty. You bought a Crotty.
Crotty lost both games, yeah.
Panels.
Parnell's incorrect.
No, they had a draw. One of their games.
They drew against...
Against
Causeway.
It was, great day for Parnell's. Anyone want to stab a guess at the other one?
Lixnet had 2 losses, I think.
Lixnet.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Write that down there, Richard.
You don't trust us at all.
Great for Parnell to get the draw this year. I mean, look, I was involved with Crofts for a couple of years when you were a senior, and even just to get some sort of a result somewhere, it's a huge step in the right direction for them, and that kind of, maybe that bit of belief that's there. I know they got the late goals to kind of, you know, snatch the draw, but huge belief for them as they're going, you know, into their third year now at senior, that they might be able to put a bigger result and maybe a win out of the bag next year.
Oh, absolutely, because I think it's very important for Tralee Hurling, do you know what I mean? Because we're a big town here, and I know there's a lot of competition with other... sports as well, and that's a big issue here in Tralee. And the lads who are good at the hurling are good at football, they're good at basketball, they're good at soccer and so on and so forth. But so that is the challenge that's there. But so underage, very, very strong, but just to keep those lads hurling is very, very important.
Minor title this year as well, minor county championship, so we can't forget that. Like,
yeah, of course, yeah.
That's another huge step.
It's building blocks and played in front of a good crowd as well inside Nossack Park, which is great.
Great day.
Only 2 games in the county senior hurling championship ended without either team scoring a goal. I might go to the hurling lads first in this one.
We had, Lixnet, I thought, were one of them. Wrong again.
No, well...
Lixnet was one, and who was the other one? Was
I'm actually very surprised he didn't get the other one.
Don't say it was Dr. Crofts.
No, Crofts weren't even in the senior championship.
Dr. Crofts. He's not Kimmelini. The lag didn't give him any goals.
Was Crofts involved?
No, I'll give you no score for either of you. Our county final didn't produce a goal.
That's right.
Abidorny 23 points, tied off 17.
That's right.
And the final game in Group B, Ballyheigue 18 points, Lixnet 14 points.
14 points. Yeah.
How'd you get the county final, lads?
Oh, no. 23-17,
that's right.
Who scored Kerry's winning goal in the opening Joe McDonagh Cup game against Kildare?
O'Sheen?
No. Podge Boyle. He's featured in 3 answers. If you guessed him 3 times, he would have. He had Podge.
Going for everything.
Junior hurling final winners, it wasn't Podge Boyle.
St. Brendan's.
Yeah.
Trying to do that.
Rathmore.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was Rathmore's to win this year, but in fairness, St. Brendan's always do put it out of the bag with the intermediate junior. In fairness, they have a huge amount of senior players. And finally, how many times have Abidorny retained the county senior hurling championship?
Twice.
Twice.
Correct.
Yeah.
74, 75.
We didn't do too bad, John.
No, 74, 75.
Say we won that one.
Well, we're overdue a break, so what we'll do is we'll tot them up and we'll come back. We might give you, I'm going to go through the rounds here, we might give you a nice easy round the next one to finish off the first hour. So we'll tot them scores up.
Picture round.
For the viewers at home.
There'll be a TV on the wall with the images on it. Right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after these.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulik Hanayev.
Oh, there's awful discussions going on during head breaks. You're welcome back to Terrace Talk. You're wondering why we're so hyper. Well, it is 2 or 3 days before Christmas. We are in the middle of our Christmas quiz. I can tell you, after two rounds, the hurlers have 24 and the footballers have 23.
Blood of breath.
There's only a point in it. Ah, we're already towards the end.
Gone, Jan, so they're in trouble now.
The hooter hasn't gone off yet.
The hurling is gone now.
No, we're in trouble. We don't know what's coming now.
Right, yeah, you're in trouble now. Right, sporting year of 2025.
That's all right.
Good sporting year, to be fair, both across locally and nationally. Right, first question. Who did the Steelers play in Croke Park in September?
Oh, I know.
First regular season NFL game. Great to see Charlie Smith do so well. Liam Brosson, he kicked a huge amount of points last night. Was it 12 or?
Was it or more, I think. Was it 17 points last night?
Yeah, crazy
last night,
stuff. Yeah.
It's flying. It's great to see. And it's amazing how the Americans then, after two good games, offer him a 3-year contract.
Yeah.
And he finds, at the start, you're just trying to get on the field. And then all of a sudden you get a 3-year contract.
Besides the Derry lad, McCatney, remember?
Yeah.
He got cut for missing two. Was in two extra points, maybe two field goals. Yeah. He got cut, whereas Charlie Smith, on the other side, got his kicks.
Yeah.
It's just fine margins at the top level. You don't get a second chance, and you know yourself. Yeah. You just don't get it.
Yeah. So who did the Steelers play in Croke Park in September in the NFL? Who did Rory McIlroy beat in the playoff to win the Masters in April?
Oh, nice one.
One of the moments, I think, of the year. I said that on Saturday with Joe in Sport. I think Rory McIlroy winning the Masters was my sporting highlight of the year. We'd ask the lads what theirs was a little later on. Question three. Who was the only county to beat Tipperary on their route to the 2025 All-Ireland victory? So this is in the Championship, not the league. Who was the only county to beat Tipperary on their route to the 2025 All-Ireland victory? We won't mention scoreboard gate. I think I had a little bit of a rant on that about on Saturday as well. As a half a Kilkenny man now, I left Croke Park disgusted after the semi-final. I didn't see him go on to win. It was nearly worse. But anyway, it was the only county to beat Tip en route to the 2025 All-Ireland victory. Question four is the one for you at home. This one is John Cannon, of course, the Clare hurler from the 70s and 80s. Clare became the fairy tale hurling team in Ireland. So this one is for you, Lissy, at home. A lovely book for the stocking fillers. If you're caught for a few presents, we're doing you a favour tonight. The question four is, what year of a gap did Loudbridge to win the Leinster Football Championship? Was it 65, 68 or 70 years? Nice little multiple choice for you at home as well. What year of a gap did Loudbridge to win the Leinster Football Championship? Was it 25-year gap? 65, 68 or 70?
Yeah, I don't know.
Question five. Who won the Six Nations Rugby in 2025? I can give you multiple choices of six teams if you want.
Hodge Boyle.
We're sticking with that. We're not going to change it.
The safe answer at this stage.
No, but on Padge.
What county knocked the Kerry ladies out of the All-Ireland Championship at the semi-final stage, of course, this year? After winning the...
just throw that in there, just a reckless game altogether. Yeah.
But I think the new rules now for the ladies...
I think so, yeah.
Make a big difference.
Yeah. Whereas the referee, I think, will have more clarity.
Yeah.
The referee before was kind of not sure. Yeah. Is that allowed? Is that a tough tackle? Yeah, yeah. Is that on the line?
And it had turned into a very cynical game as well.
It was. And it got so
teams
physical. So now at least the physical is there.
Yeah.
It's implanted in the rules.
Absolutely. Multiple tries again, lads. How many points did Kerry FC score in the 2025 SSE or Tricity Men's First Division? Did they finish with 30 points, 33 points or 36 points? Of course, historic year for the Kingdom getting to the FAI Cup final on the television and everything else, and a record points total, and didn't finish bottom of the league. So a real good year all round for the team of Mount Hawk Park, of course, led by Colin Healy. Now again going to the new season, plenty of new signings and everything else, so exciting year ahead as well. So how many points did Kerry FC score in the Men's First Division this year? Was it 30, 33 or 36? Who was recently crowned the Formula One World Champion for 2025? Went down to the final race about 2 weeks ago now. in Abu Dhabi, who was recently crowned Formula One World Champion for 2025. He was up for the BBC Sport Personality. He was beaten by Rory McIlroy, of course, on Friday night. Pod Boyle. He's a British national, if that helps. Yeah. Question 9. Who beat Utility Trust St. Paul's in the Women's Super League basketball final back in April? Of course, a huge year for them after getting promoted from the Women's First Division, got to the Super League and got all the way to the final against potentially all the odds. Boo, we got them all the way to the final, but unfortunately were beaten in April. Who beat Utility Trust St. Paul's women's team in the Super League final? And who was the only Meath player named on the men's All-Star team in 2025? Sorry, who was the only Meath player named on the men's All-Star team in 2025?
Yeah.
The question for you at home was, what year of a gap did Loudbridge to win the Leinster Football Championship? Was it 65, 68 or 70 years? Your answer again and your name and contact number to 083 300 3300, and this book is John Cannon, of course, the legendary Clare hurler, is the
he's on the
prize for this one. I'll quickly go through the questions again. Who did the Cedars play in Croke Park in September? Who did Roy McIlroy beat in the playoff to win the Masters? Who was the only county to beat Tipperary en route to the 2025 All-Ireland Final, hurling final, of course. What year of a gap did Loudbridge to win the Leinster Football Championship? Who won the Six Nations Rugby? What county knocked the Kerry Ladies out of the All-Ireland Championship? How many points did Kerry FC score in the Men's First Division? Who was recently crowned Formula One World Champion? Who beat Utility Trust St. Paul's in the Women's Super League Basketball Final back in April? And who was the only Meath player named on the Men's All-Star Team in 2025? Right, we've got about 5 minutes, so we may as well get the answers to this one out before we go to news at 7 o'clock. Question 1, who did the Cedars play in Croke Park in September?
They played the Colts.
Vikings.
Yeah.
I can see this fella, but I can't name him.
Minnesota Vikings.
I can see this fella, but I can't name him.
Yeah.
He's on the Ryder Cup team with Rory as well. I can't think of his name.
Oh, yeah. Who did Rory McIlroy beat to win the playoff at the Masters?
Any clue? Scottish guy and English guy.
English guy, yeah. Was on the Ryder Cup team.
I can see him right in front of me, but I can't name him.
Not Fleetwood.
No, not Fleetwood, no.
You mean he makes paint? he was on the Ryder Cup team as well.
He was on the Ryder Cup team, yeah.
Put himself from misery.
Justin Rose. Really made Irish blood pump for a few hours between 12 and 1 a.m. Brought him to the playoff, but Roy McIlroy obviously sinking that putt in the first playoff hole. Who was the only county to beat Tipperary en route to their 2025 All-Ireland Hurling Final
Watford.
Victory?
We said Watford.
No, Cork.
Cork.
Cork beat them in the Munster Championship, yeah, in the group stages.
Good round so far, isn't it?
Tipperary men sent off. Tipperary young McCarthy sent off.
They did, very early, wasn't it?
Dal McCarthy, yeah.
That's right.
What year of a gap did Loudbridge to win the Leinster Football Championship? 65, 68 or 70?
68.
Yeah. Well done. Who won the Six Nations Rugby?
France.
England.
France.
Ah!
Oh, there is it. I think Ireland and England finished just behind them on this level on points, but France went on to win it.
That's an Irish.
What county knocked the Kerry Ladies out of the championship?
Meath.
All round, yeah. How many points did Kerry FC score? Was it 30, 33 or 36?
36.
We thought their record was 33.
Well, no. You could
when
put it at
three points.
Wrongly dispatched of three points against Finn Harris for
So it was 36 points officially.
The asterisks didn't count. Right. Who was recently crowned the Formula One World Champion?
He's young English for like recently matter.
Andrew Norris. Well done, Liam Brosson.
Well done. Well done.
Your man after my own hearts, yeah. Well, big Max Verstappen fan I am, but Lando Norris won it on the final day.
Yeah.
Utility Trust St. Paul's, of course, this tricky one in the Women's Super League basketball final in April.
Trinity was the Brunel.
I thought it was Blue Demons.
No, Colester.
Colester,
okay. Colester, yeah. It would have been a great year for them if they'd actually managed to win the Super League. It would have been a huge achievement, but getting to the final nonetheless was right up there. And the only Meath player named on the men's football all-star team in 2025.
Come to me.
No.
I think of his name.
The young kind of wing forward.
Sean Rafferty.
Sean
Rafferty. Lads, you'd have to study your 2025 year.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Overall, Ristad, a good sporting year in general. I think, you know, chatting the weekend with Joe about this as well, and you're kind of looking, it was, fortunately, there was no Olympics or World Cup or European Championships, but still plenty of Irish interest and everything else. So a good sporting year, seems to be something on every weekend anyway throughout 2020.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. And, you know, I suppose, looking at the rugby there now, I suppose we've dropped back a bit. And, you know, the only thing I'd say, and not to be too negative, is that disappointing our game against South Africa. You know, our scrum was pummeled, I suppose. So that would be a concern. But certainly a great sporting year and great for Rory McIlroy. He lifted the whole country, you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
Our athletes as well, Ivan, this year have been fantastic.
Huge year, yeah. Oh. And yeah, especially outside of an Olympic year, it's always great to see them doing so well. And of course, the Irish soccer team, Troy Parris, laid on,
lifted the
whole country at the end of November as well. So yeah, overall, a fairly good sporting year. Obviously, we're looking forward to 2026. We have a World Cup year again, which is always nice, late American kickoff times. But yeah, it is nice though, John, isn't it, to kind of, you know, look back at the end of the year and kind of look to see what happened this year. It was a year of firsts as well. That was kind of a big one for me, kind of looking back and kind of the, I suppose, building how long of a gap they've been since they've won. You look at Crystal Palace winning the FA Cup, you look at, you know, Tottenham winning the Europa League, Newcastle of course in the Carabao Cup final,
Liverpool.
And all
those.
But you know, you kind of look at those things, John, it is nice to see teams, you know, that mightn't be used to winning trophies, getting them, especially in a year where they all seem to come together like buses in a month.
Yeah, in fair, and I suppose looking at all sports, it's so difficult to win. And it's so difficult to continue dominance if you are winning, like, you know, and that's something that's come true. And look, you look at Gaelic football, look at Louth winning the Leinster title, like, right. What a victory for those, you know. Meath back in the big time again, you know.
Cork football has tried. Kerry's game with Cork was super this year.
Look at Tipperary, you know, last year Liam Cahill did it a horrendous year.
Yeah.
And, you know, a team building. Yep. To get out of Munster and to come on and win All Ireland, fantastic. Yeah. Then you see like what Tri Parrott has done; it lifted the whole country.
Yeah.
You know, three the hat trick last day. I mean, what a performance!
Amazing, yeah.
You know, against the odds.
Yeah.
And the performance against
and the
Portugal,
performance,
of course.
Absolutely, you know. Yeah. But like Liam said, our athletes, like, you know, these are competing at world level.
Yeah.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry,
sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulik Hanayev.
You're welcome to the second hour of Terrace Talk. It's Ivan Hurley with you until we're here till 8 o'clock this evening with this Christmas quiz, and always is good fun and crack. Well, I can tell you, after three rounds, team football are on 28 points and team hurling are on 28 points.
Ooh.
So there's
it'll be a replay.
Can we check those scores there, sir?
Throw it in again.
Where's that scorecard?
It's an independent jury. Deuce Paul. So we're heading into round number four. And we've only five rounds, so we had a bit of talking this hour as well. Again, thanks very much for everybody. The books are flying out the door. We have two here. We have three left, so we definitely have a couple more to give away. The Biography of Nine Lives, Limerick is the title. This one, the story of Limerick, of hurling, of people, of their heartbreak and joy. So maybe people maybe on the border or just beyond it might be interested in that one. A nice book again by Arthur James O'Day as well. So a nice little one to win, and this one. So this is going to be question one again for our listeners. This one, lads, is women in sport. Again, such a strong year for Irish women. As you mentioned, the athletes, as the footballers and everything else. And great to see women's sport getting the coverage it most definitely deserves. So question one for you at home as well, and for our panel in here. Sheaf Roche was the only player to receive an All-Star this year for the Kerry Ladies. How many All-Stars does she have to date? So Sheaf Roche, the only Kerry player to receive an All-Star this year. How many All-Stars does she have to date is Sheaf Roche? If you know the answer to that one or want to take a guess, be given a chance to win that book, The Biography of Nine Lives, and all Limerick sporting greats. It's 083 300 3300 with your name and number on that one. So Sheaf Roche, how many All-Stars does she have? Question two, Katie Cronin bid farewell to the kingdom this year to head to Australia to play in the AFL, the Women's Aussie Rules Series. What club does she play for down under? So the former Crokes and Kerry player, what club does she play for in the AFL? Of course, getting very strong with the amount of lady footballers heading out to Australia as well. So Katie Cronin, what club does she play for in Australia? Question three, which player came back to the Kerry panel after a break the year before last? So what Kerry player came back to the Kerry panel this year after taking a break the year previous? That's question number three. Multiple choice for question four. Siobhan O'Shea was the highest scoring forward for Kerry this year, but how much did she score in total? Was it A, 322 or B, 418? Either way, quite a large tally. So Siobhan O'Shea was the highest scoring forward for Kerry this year, but what did she score in total? Was it 322 or was it 418? Couple for the hurling lads now on this side. Four players from the Kerry Ladies Camogie team received Soaring Star Awards at the All-Ireland ceremony this year, at the All-Star ceremony rather. Two of them were Aoife Fitzgerald, our goalkeeper, and Rachel McCarthy, our cornerback, who were the other two. So four in total, Soaring Star Awards at the All-Star Camogie ceremony this year. Two of them were Aoife Fitzgerald and Rachel McCarthy, who were our other two named on the Soaring Star team. Sticking with Camogie then, who beat Kerry in the Camogie Intermediate All-Ireland Final this year? Rashad, I know you're big into your Camogie as well, and you know, Kerry making that kind of step up into the intermediate and everything else. Really, really strong year this year. And, you know, to get to the final and, to be fair, really put it up to Offaly for the majority. I know Offaly always looked favourites and everything else, but really, really gave it to Offaly for a lot of it, and could very late have got back into it as well. A great stepping stone for Kerry Camogie going into next year as well.
Absolutely, because this is a very good Offaly team, and you know, previous in the league, they were very, very strong, and they were red hot favourites for the championship as well. But the fact that Kerry really put it up to them was excellent, really, and it shows the amount of work that's been done at underage level and at adult level as well with Camogie. And you know, it's not just the traditional hurling areas. We're talking about, you know, players coming in from Killarney as well, and that's why, so it's important with regard to hurling that we get lads from the likes of Crokes, likes of East Kerry, likes of Kinmare, Kilgarvan as well. And so it's not just the North Kerry area, that we can spread it out a bit, and Kerry Camogie had done that very well. And as I said, the amount of work that's been done is phenomenal. So looking forward to a great year next year. And of course, Tom Morris going to the senior championship. Okay, it didn't work out, missing key players on the day. But wow, a Kerry club competing at senior level is a massive step up again. And you know, it bodes well for the future of Kerry Camogie.
Yeah, it is, James, isn't it? Like, you know, we talk about the men's team a good bit, to be fair, and the Camogie get their coverage as well. But it, you know, it is great to see them do so well. And obviously now with Offaly going out of the senior championship and going up, you'd automatically kind of makes whoever lost them this year nearly as favourites. Wouldn't say Kerry are favourites for it, but great to be in that sort of position where maybe they have that Croke Park experience now to go back again. And I went to Croke Park that day. It was a great day. Really big Kerry support there as well, which is fantastic. And, you know, just to come up short, you know, obviously disappointing in the end. But without Offaly there next year, you might be looking at Kerry as one of the informed teams.
You wonder kind of these things. Is they have, they brought in a lot to our panel. Like, I'm kind of, thankfully, I'm on the ground this year in Kerry level because I trained our Killard team with my colleague, Stephen Power. We trained Killard and then we played in the Munster Junior. We were beaten by Patrick's Well in the Munster first round. We got beaten. And I have two daughters on the panel this year, so I can speak from a good point of view, as they say. But they've actually brought in a lot of an influx of new players because I think they can recognise themselves at the minute. They're in transition a little bit. There's a lot of the girls there who've given such commitment to the county. Can they keep going? And they realise, like, you can see in Croke Park, you need legs, you need youth, you need to be able to bring on, every Kerry team has to bring on four or five players, game changers. You have your finishers and you nearly have your starters now in Croke Park, and you have to look at that. And I think our Kerry Camogie management team have looked at this and say, what new blood can we bring in, what pace, what legs can we bring in, added to the experience of the girls we have already. But it's for the first time this year at junior level in the county, we had I'll call it a proper championship with four teams in a group. You had Killarney, you had Causeway, you had three parallels, and you had Killard. So actually something we didn't have before. We only had Causeway and Killard playing off in a junior final. Now with four teams, actually a proper junior championship. The problem is, Ken Morris is that step ahead. So that's why they're operating at senior level, because they've won their way through and they've proven themselves and they deserve to be at that level. And unfortunate, Eddie Murphy was managing them this year. It was unfortunate that they came up on the day when there were so many missing. So many players. You had Patrice out, you had Jackie out, you had all the girls out. They're main players. They can't do that. You're not going to, like, you need every player for Clamorris, which Darrell will tell you, when they're competing at that level, like against a good Turles team, you weren't going to manage without those girls. Like, but I can see it. and being on the ground, looking at this year in Camogie, I've been there for a lot of years watching on with my daughters playing. As a father to four daughters, I've no choice. I've got to give up somewhere. Even my own wife, this says you're doing the under trials for your, or my youngest daughter. I said, right. But look, you have to give time back. I've done my time and now give it back to them and hopefully develop it.
Yeah.
Players, really, that's all you need.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is great that that kind of underage Camogie is in the county now as well. It kind of, it gives the girls the option to go off and play, you know, their ladies football and their Camogie as well, which is great. And the kind of amalgamation of kind of the girls playing, you know, underage up to 10 or 11 with the lads and stuff, that's kind of starting to dwindle away as well. They can actually focus on Camogie from the very start as well. That was question six. That's who'll be carrying the Camogie All-Ireland final this year. Question seven, what Ireland international won the Women's Champions League with Arsenal in 2025? Very prominent Irish player. I think the celebrations outside the Emirates were dominated by this Irish player and her celebrations, but a huge achievement to win a Champions League, whether it be men's or ladies football, and always nice to have an Irish medal winner as well. What Irish women's athlete took home a silver medal for the heptathlon at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo?
And Ivan, this girl is some athlete.
Yeah.
And the sport that she is doing, like, it's
incredible, man.
It's
crazy.
All the sports.
All the sports. Is an amazing discipline.
We're lucky to be good and we'll be bad enough.
Yeah. We're just better quizzes. Like, this one, she can,
do anything.
Yeah, no, it is incredible. And, like, I think, to be fair, this story kind of gripped the nation during the summer because it does go on for a couple of days. It's not just the one race, whatever else. So it's kind of, everyone was kind of following the progress. So, yeah, great year for that athlete. Question nine, who won the 2025 Senior Camogie All-Ireland Final? Of course, played the same day as the Kerry Offaly game in Croke Park. Who won the 2025 Senior Camogie All-Ireland Final? And I'll give you the answer for 10. Dublin obviously won the Ladies Football Championship in 2025, but who captained Dublin to the Ladies title? Who captained Dublin to the Ladies Football title in 2025? Let me give the questions once more before we go for a break. Maybe the answers after that. The question for you at home, of course, for the biography of Nine Lives, the Limerick story is by Arthur James O'Day. Is Siobhan O'Shea was the only player to receive an All-Star this year for the Kerry Ladies? How many All-Stars does she have to date? 083-300-3300 for that one. Katie Cronin bid farewell to the Kingdom this year to head to Australia to play in the Women's AFL. What club does she play for down under? What player came back to the Kerry panel after a break the year before? That, of course, is Emma Costello. Sherwood, I gave you the answer by accident, sorry. That's you're both going to get the answer to that one. Siobhan O'Shea was the highest scoring forward for Kerry this year, but how much did she score in total? Four players for the Kerry Ladies Camogie team received Soaring Star Awards. Aoife Sherlock and Rachel McCarthy were two. Who were the other two? Who'll be carrying the Camogie Intermediate All-Ireland Final this year? What Ireland international won the Women's Champions League with Arsenal in 2025? What Irish women's athlete took home a silver medal for the heptathlon at the World Championships in Tokyo? Who won the 2025 Senior Camogie All-Ireland Final? And who captained Dublin to the Ladies Football Honours in 2025? We'll be back with the answers to that one after we take this quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulik Hanayev.
Well, lads, the competition's after heating up in here because James McCarthy realises there's actually prizes on offer for this thing. He was only skating through at 28 all.
And all that's left here, Ivan, is bounties. They've all the nice ones eaten. I can't reach them.
But I like the bounties anyway, so.
That's okay.
I haven't touched them.
They won't be left behind. Right, the question for you at home and for the lads here, the first question. Siobhan O'Shea was the only player to receive an All-Star this year for the Kerry Ladies. How many All-Stars does she have to date?
Only one.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. Enough though, she'll have time. She'll get more yet.
Yeah, hard to believe that was her first one.
Her injury, I suppose.
Super player. Katie Cronin playing in Australia in the Women's AFL. Can we name the club she plays for?
Adelaide Crows.
Bingo, yeah. Well done, lads. Yeah, that was obviously one of the big news stories of the year, getting on grace down there is Kayleigh. What player came back to the Kerry panel after a break the year before?
You gave it to us.
I gave it to you, so I'll give you a point each for that one. Emma Costello.
We get
Emma
the bonus point if we say Sherwood, right?
Yeah. It's funny how a name change is hard to come by. Right, this one is bitchy. Siobhan O'Shea was the highest scoring forward in Kerry this year, for Kerry this year rather, but how much did she score in total? Was it A, 322 or B, 418?
We said 4-18.
I go 4-18 as well.
Yeah, 4-18 as well.
Yeah. Deadly goals, yeah.
Because she in great the, for a goal. Against Kildare, she got two, and against Cork, she got Watford in the Munster final as well.
Yeah. A few goals, alright, yeah.
It's great scoring, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
4-18 in the Championship. Four players from the Kerry Ladies Camogie team received soaring star awards. Two of them were Aoife Fitzgerald and Rachel McCarthy. Can we name the other two?
Yeah, Patrice and Jackie.
Well done, Ned. Who did Kerry beat in the Camogie Intermediate All Ireland final?
Offaly.
Well done. Geez, you're going very well with the women's round.
Yeah.
This should have been the first one.
What Ireland international won the Women's Champions League with Arsenal in 2025?
Katie McCabe.
She's one of the standout Irish athletes, isn't she? She's always in the. She makes the headlines, in fairness to, for all the good reasons, which is great. The Irish women's athlete that took home silver in the heptathlon at the World Championships in Tokyo was...
Kate O'Connor.
Well done. Jeez, we're going very well here. Who won the 2025 Senior Camogie All-Ireland Final?
Galway.
Yeah, beat Cork in the day, yeah. Good final. Was an early red card in that as well?
It was an early late, but look, I think at the time Galway were on top, and then when the Cork player got sent off, it turned and Cork started playing well and got really back into it, but his last minute point from a free way over on the sideline. What was her name? I can't think of her name now. She wasn't dial, but she was good left-handed.
Galway were knocking at the door with a while now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like they've Sarsfields Club won 3 All-Ireland Lady Camogie finals in a row, so I got a good team.
And fought back.
Last question then. Who captained Dublin to ladies' football honours in 2020?
We think it was Callaroe.
Well done. She was actually featured on the RTE Sports Personality, didn't she? On Saturday night, there was a bit with her. Right, lads, two rounds to go. We'll go to the trickier of the two, I think. Oh, yeah. 25 years on, how are the brains?
I wouldn't be born back
then. Yeah. I'm too young for this.
I was only five, so you should only add some more. Right, yeah, so obviously we always look back on the Jubilee year, and nice that it's into 2000 again. Hard to believe 25 years ago was now in the 2000s, but that's the way the world goes. Right, so Kerry were All-Ireland winners. The first question I have for you was, what was the final score in the drawn All-Ireland final between Kerry and Galway before it went to a replay? I haven't picked one for the listeners here yet, by the way. We'll pick one of the questions down along.
Would it be correct if we said no goals?
Do you want, the footballers want that hint as well?
I think there was no goals in that. In the drawing, give me
you need the hint.
Or the wrong, and there was no goals, I think.
If we both need a hint, I'll give a hint. And if one team were calling not for the hint, I won't.
No hint.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Kerry scored four goals in the two semi-finals against Armagh. Can you name the goal scorers? Obviously, there was a lot of replays in 2000. So four goals, and I give the hint is there was three different goal scorers. So one man got two, and two lads got one goal each. Really testing you now. Who did Kerry beat in the league semi final in 2000? Kerry footballers. By winning the All Ireland in 2000, what title number was it for Kerry? So Kerry won their 39th All Ireland title this year. But by winning the All-Ireland in 2000, what number did Kerry make it? Sticky enough round, lads. This will be the one for you at home and the lads here. Question five. Who was the championship top scorer for Kerry in 2000? Who was the championship top scorer for Kerry in 2000? If you know that, text or WhatsApp 083-300-3300 with your name and number, and we'll go for only two books left here. We go for this one. This is a nice little one. I've actually been flicking through this in the office for the last while. It's called A Bit of a Schmozzle, GA Quips and Quotes by Martin O'Duffy. And nice maybe for maybe some of not necessarily the younger lads around the house, but some great quotes from different journalists and everything else throughout the last number of years. It's a nice little GA kind of anecdotes from over the year. So a bit of a schmozzle, GA quips and quotes. Definitely one for the stocking lads. Nice and tidy one. Nice one. Martin O'Duffy, nice one to put off the shelf. So the question for that one, who was the championship top scorer for Kerry in 2000? Text or WhatsApp 083-300-3300 to be given a chance to win that one. Right, one for the hurlers. Who beat Kerry in the 2000 Munster hurling quarterfinal? Who knocked Kerry out of the Munster Hurling Championship at the quarterfinal stages in 2000? who beat Kerry to relegate the Kingdom from Division 1 of the Hurling League. So Kerry were in Division 1 and the Munster Championship before we learned of Christy Rings and Joe McDonald's and everything else. So question 6 was who beat the Kerry Hurlers in the 2000 Munster Hurling Quarter Final, and question 7, who beat Kerry to relegate the Kingdom from Division 1 of the Hurling League. Question 8, Ristardo Ferran, who captained Ballyhides their 5th county title. Back to the football. Question 9, who did Crokes beat in the 2000 Kerry County football final by a single point? Saw them being honoured, of course Ballyhige honoured the hurling final and Crokes honoured the football final this year. Who did Crokes beat by a single point in the 2000 County football final? And question 10, who was the only Irish medalist at the Olympic Games in Sydney?
Oh,
hard to believe the Sydney Games were 25 years ago. A few sticky ones there, lads. It's a good test of memory, if nothing else, anyway.
Oh my God.
So, question 1, what was the final score in the drawn All-Ireland final between Kerry and Galway?
We thought 13 points each. I thought, yeah.
I think there was goals, wasn't there?
I don't know. Not either draw again. We were up there.
1-12-15.
You were the closest first, but both incorrect. 14 points apiece.
Ah!
You're very close now, in fairness. I give you that.
Give us something.
Yeah.
No. So it was first time they presented the cup in the middle of the field.
That's right,
Shane. And when we won it.
Yeah.
First time out in the middle of the field they presented.
That's right.
Great day now, because we didn't win that many that time. We'd already just won it in 97 and then came back in 2000.
Who was football of the year that year, lads?
Oh, Christ, 2000. Oh.
We get an extra point if we get this, Ivan.
Podboil.
This is now football of the year. Should be an easy one.
We'll go on with the actual question.
We'll have our own bit of a mini quiz after.
They're always trying to distract you, lads. That's all it is. That's tactics.
Tactics.
We're trying to see their answers.
They know too much. Right, this one was kind of the 3-pointer, lads. Kerry scored 4 goals in the 2 semi-finals against Armagh. Can you name the goal scorers from each one?
Conor Stad.
O'Kaneda.
Give us.
Daryl O'Kaneda is one of them, correct? You, Daryl, I presume,
Frank.
As well. Mike Frank got 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And Morris Fitz.
Morris Fitz, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, you have 2 there, did you?
Yeah, Morris Fitz. Yeah. Mike Russell.
I can't lie.
This camera is here on my right.
It's right on the stars page.
I'll go to Kilmiley and Ballyhige and bring home the chocolates.
On the camera top of my stars.
I couldn't eat any more chocolates.
I go Christmas morning. I don't care. I go Christmas morning. Right, yeah. Mike Frank got 2, Morris Fitz and Dara Kaneda.
Some footballers.
Looking back. Who beat Kerry in the league semi-final? Sticky question.
No idea.
In 2000?
In 2000,
I played in at Meath.
Well done, Liam.
Oh, yeah. Fair play.
There we go.
Govan Turles.
Was it Meath?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There we go.
That was the last sting of Meath nearly.
It was, Trevor Giles and all the boys, yeah.
That was their last sting.
Garrett, yeah. Teddy Reynolds.
Good players, good team. Good team.
By winning the All-Ireland in 2000, what title number was it for Kerry? We've 39 now.
34,
isn't it?
I'd say 30.
32.
Oh,
she's down the middle.
32.
32, yeah. 32nd All-Ireland title. Who was the championship top scorer for Kerry in 2000?
We go with Daryl Kaneda.
You said Daryl Kaneda, yeah.
I said Daryl Kaneda.
What did he score? 322. Did you get football of the year?
No, Seamus Mine football of the year.
Seamus Mine got that year.
Unbeatable.
Right, who beat the Kerry Hurlers in the 2000 Munster Hurling quarter final?
We said Watford.
We said Tip.
Both being correct. It's Cork.
2000.
Yeah. Did you play in that one, James?
No, don't remember that one.
I thought you said you played every Kerry. John Kennedy. You told us at 6 o'clock.
But you're older than John Kennedy, so we're up against John Kennedy playing the Millennium Cup in 2000.
Maybe made an appearance.
Oh, made an appearance.
Could have been the spinner. maybe something like that.
It was a convincing win for Cork anyway, going by the stats online. Who beat Kerry to relegate the Kingdom from Division 1 of the Hurling League in 2000? Another sticky enough question.
Galway,
I thought.
No.
And we just put Waterford down.
No, it was actually Derry, would you believe it?
Derry,
that's,
yeah.
That's a trick question in Division One. Right.
Ulster champions at the time, were they?
I would presume so, yeah.
They were Ulster champions at the time.
Question 8, who captain Ballyhale to their fifth county title?
Boxer?
Mike Slattery.
No, not Barrett.
I'm glad I got that right.
Even John Keeney, you got that even.
I'd never be able to go to Glendahan.
I know, you wouldn't be able to go back, yeah. Who did Crokes beat in 2000 county football final by a single point?
Stex.
Gaeltacht.
Yeah. 1-4-6.
God, let's.
Compared to our 2 pointers and everything in this day and age.
Thank God for no rules.
Yeah.
And thank God for no rules, yeah. 1-4-6. Played in fairly atrocious conditions, apparently, in 2000. And finally then, who was the only Irish medalist at the Olympic Games in Sydney?
We had no idea in that one.
Give us a sport. How was it?
Athletics.
Athletics.
Longer athletics, eh?
Sonia Sullivan.
Sonia. Before I got there first, Sonia won silver in the women's 5,000 metres.
5,000 metres, yeah.
It was our only medal at the Sydney Games in 2000.
Yeah.
Sonia. So, yeah, great year 2000. It was the start of the year where we didn't even know if we'd be ringing in the new year or not with computers or anything else. Yeah. I remember as we'd fireworks at my grandmother's house. That's what all I remember from the year 2000. I was only 4, turning 5. So yeah, we'll tot up the scores again. We did very well in the women's round. Looking on my sheet here, the footballers after overtaking the hurlers. So it's all coming down to... Still 10 more questions to go. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the final round of the quiz for 2025 after we take this quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry,
sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulla Canaive.
Rightio, we've sent it out to our judging panel. The footballers have 46, the hurlers have 42, so you've a bit of ground to make up.
No,
final round.
4 points.
We're up here now, John, for this round.
Was there a couple of 2 pointers in that last round?
There was. There's a couple in this one as well. So. Right. Question one, and this one is for you at home as well. It's called The Invisible Game. It's Kevin Walsh's autobiography, and actually another great read as well, of course, the Galway manager, player, everything else. So that book is on offer for this one. Question one, what club does Ireland hero Troy Parrott play for? Troy Parrott, he actually was videoed flying into Dublin Airport from the continent after he came home from his club, scored a goal the weekend. Well, he doesn't play for Kerry FC, I'll put it that way. Of course, the hat-trick hero against Hungary to set up the playoff against Czech Republic, of course, for the World Cup later on in 2026. One to be looking forward to with Troy Parrott, the name on everyone's lips. What club does he play for? If you know that one at home, 083 300 3300, you could win Kevin Walsh's autobiography.
That's a good question.
On that one. Mm-hmm. There you go. What
you
club?
Know your soccer. You want to know your soccer.
You want to know, yeah. Question two, what town in Kerry does Kerry FC captain Sean McGrath hail from?
Oh. Can we call it a town?
What area?
Same area from another player. I've been into
quite a lot.
I will stop. Right down with them,
James. Right down with them. So what town in Kerry does Kerry see captain Sean McGrath hail from? Question three. Who are the only county to hold a 100% win record in All-Ireland's senior hurling finals? Who are the only county to hold a 100% win record in All-Ireland's senior hurling finals?
How do you spell Cork?
So that's how many finals have they been in that they've won every single one of them, never beaten in a hurling final.
Stop playing then, didn't bother anymore.
Didn't bother anymore. 1-1 and gave up.
Bobbert.
Who are the only county to score an own goal in an All-Ireland senior football final? And to paraphrase that, they scored 2 in the same game.
Yeah.
We're the only county to score an own goal in an All-Ireland senior football final.
Yeah.
They shot them 2 lovely goals there.
They were fair play to them now.
Yeah.
Goals. If only they would do it.
Only that's the only county.
They found a way of losing a lot of them.
Excluding New York and London, excluding them, what 2 counties have never won a senior provincial football final? So of our 32 counties here at home, what 2 counties have never won a senior provincial football final? To give you a hint, there's one in 2 different provinces, so it's 2 different championships. What 2 counties have never won a senior provincial football final?
There's a lot of discussions going on here. Question six. What year was the All-Ireland Senior Football Final played in New York? What year was the All-Ireland Senior Football Final played in New York? Question seven, on to that one. Who beat Kerry on that day in New York? So, question six was what year was the All-Ireland Football Final played in New York? And question seven was who beat Kerry on that day in the All-Ireland Final in New York? Question eight. Who were the only team to knock the same county out of both the hurling and football senior championships in the same year? So who are the only team to knock the same county out of both the hurling championship and the football championship in the same year? Nice little one there. Question nine. What do golf's Open Championship and the Tipperary Senior Hurling Team have in common?
Oh. Golf's Open Championship.
What do golf's Open Championship, one of the four majors of the year, of course, and the Tipperary Hurling Team, Senior Hurling Team, have in common? And question 10, how many Kerry senior appearances did Liam Rosten make for the Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be better off getting joints.
That could be a winner, Liam.
That could be a tiebreaker.
Let's not open the 30s or 40s.
How many? Come on.
Go on, tell us. Yeah, on. We need the numbers. The one for you at home, of course, was what club does Ireland hero Troy Parrott play for? 083-300-3300 with your name on that one, name and answer on that one. Question two was what town in Kerry does Kerry see captain Sean McGrath hail from? Question three, who are the only county to hold a 100% record in All-Ireland Senior Hurling Finals? Who are the only county to score an own goal in the All-Ireland Football Final? What two counties have never won a senior provincial final, excluding obviously New York and London? What year was the All-Ireland Football Final played in New York, and who beat Kerry on that day? That's two questions there. Who are the only team to knock the same county out of both the hurling and football senior championships in the same year? What do golf's Open Championship and the Tipperary Senior Hurling Team have in common? And how many Kerry senior appearances did Liam Brosten make for the Kingdom?
Senior,
yeah.
He's even thinking himself.
I, you know what? I should have given you the other numbers. It might have made it look better.
You won't have to take off your socks to count them in it.
Oh, Lord above.
There was no backdoor systems at that
time. No,
no backdoor
one
systems
and gone.
That time, yeah.
One and gone.
Right. I think we've given everyone ample time. So, the final round. What club does Ireland hero Troy Parrott play for?
AZ
Camara, yeah, correct, lads.
He came from Spurs.
Yeah, didn't really get on great in Spurs, did he? Kind of
extra point.
The next big thing, the next big thing, and then fell.
Yeah, and it kind
Spurs
of
out the door for you, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's Spurs. They don't. They don't get the try players.
They don't try players. Yeah.
Harry Kane only kind of barely made it because he was out on loan before he ever made it. They sent Harry Kane off to, I think it was League One or League Two, and then he finally came in. They started making it in Spurs.
Yeah,
they're not that type of club. Yeah. It's kind of sorry, you're not there, good enough. Mm-hmm. It's a pity, like, because
strange when Irish players go to the continent as well, isn't it? We've seen it over the years. A lot of players go out to Spain and everything else, and even Evan Ferguson seemed to have kind of ignited himself a small bit in the last couple of weeks at Roma
exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
It's funny how Irish players seem to settle on the continent, but yeah, AZ Alkmaar, of course, in the Netherlands is where Troy Parrott is playing. He actually played against Shelburne in the Conference League just a couple of weeks ago, and he grew up only a couple of minutes from the stadium. It is right down by Croke Park, actually. Troy Parrott, he's home for Christmas. AZ Alkmaar was the answer to question one. Question two, what town or village or area of Kerry does Kerry FC captain Sean McGrath hail from?
Village.
Ballyduff, of course, Sean McGrath, Kerry FC captain, top goal scorer for them this year as well. Who are the only county to hold a 100% win record in All-Ireland Senior Hurling Finals?
Kerry.
Kerry Aboo, lads. Never want to make one again in case we lose that record. Who are the only county to score an own goal in an All-Ireland football final? And as I gave you the hint earlier on, they actually scored two in the same game.
Mayo,
yeah.
They scored one in every final, I mean.
No bonus points, but anyone know what year that was?
It's very recently, actually.
I think it's Dublin.
Recently, yeah.
It's recent enough.
No bonus points or anything, just testing your sporting knowledge as well. 16.
What's that for?
Years fly, don't they? Like, that's 10 years ago, next year now. Yeah, they scored two in the same day. They were very unfortunate, really, to be fair. Right, 2 points going on this one. And since the hurlers are behind, we're going to let you get your weight in here first. What two counties have never won a senior provincial football title, again, excluding New York and London?
Fermanagh and Longford.
Fermanagh is correct. Longford is incorrect.
Carlow.
Also incorrect.
That's it. We've Fermanagh, but we struggled, so we just guessed Watford.
No, Watford actually have won. I actually went to triple check this answer before I came in today. It is Wicklow.
Wicklow.
Longford. I'm going to have to ask Joe Matthew just because he asked me this on the radio a couple of weeks ago, but I think Longford and one other county are the only teams not to have any All-Star.
Right.
But Wicklow and Fermanagh.
Right, that was the question. So, okay. Give me
And they had one good player, actually. He played basketball for Ireland, Trevor Smullen, I think. He was a good footballer.
So, yeah, Wicklow, even Kilkenny have a few Leinster football titles from the early days. Wicklow and Fermanagh is the answer there. Hard to believe Fermanagh haven't. Ulster is competitive. They last were in the final 2018. I think I was only looking this up earlier on. Don't worry, I don't have that much of an encyclopedia in my head. But hard to believe that Fermanagh haven't managed to win Ulster just even once. Even kind of a weaker year or whatever. What year was the All-Ireland football final played in New York?
47.
Well done, Les. Both got that point. And who did Kerry beat? Or who beat Kerry Rodder that day?
Cavan,
yeah. In the polo grounds in New York. Do you remember it well, Liam? You do.
I do.
You played this. We modified beside
you. That's one of the appearances. Add another one on there. Three appearances. Add one on three appearances. Plus one. Plus one for 47.
Would you ever see it happening again?
The way they're talking, I think.
The way they're talking, they probably will, but I suppose will they take a kind of the two teams that played in the Ireland final over and play an exhibition game after.
We did it
in 97 actually. Kerry went over.
They went over, in the polo grounds, wasn't it?
See, everything is up in a heap now, but it's with the spit season and everything.
When do you get the time? I think you go over like Cork and Galway and bait the head off each other and hurling over and show everyone, oh my God, don't show yourself up either. Don't tell anyone, gotta be careful.
The happened in Boston a couple of years ago, and they played kind of a seven style thing, and there was murder in the Red Sox.
The crowd loved it.
Oh, yeah.
is this ice hockey? No, not like that. No, you gotta be careful.
The trip to New York, I was actually reading about that game actually during the week. That's why I put in those questions, as Kerry actually went by boat and everything else. But obviously the way it's you're able to travel nowadays is a small bit different. Should they start moving New York and London around the provinces a small bit? Like Connacht and Munster are fairly similar in size. Obviously look at Leinster, there's probably enough teams in Leinster for them to cope. But would you see Kerry open their Munster Championship away to New York?
It would, I think, and there was talks about that. I think this year they actually said, could they mix it around a bit? Mm-hmm. But a lot of it's going to come down to cost, Ivan.
No, it is cost, but it's been on Connacht for a long time now. Exactly. As well.
And then I think that's why Connacht kind of wanted to spread out a small bit.
Yeah.
You know, so
it would be a nice trip, wouldn't it? Like, even for supporters, like, you know, it's kind of nearly a reward for following your county.
I think it would be nice for the All-Ireland winners of the year
that's
before.
Exactly, yes, yeah, exactly. That's the one I'd say.
To go and have the opening championship match in
New York. And the Maybank Holiday.
No, New York mightn't like it. They're playing the All-Ireland champions every year. But at the same time, it's a way of promoting the game.
It would be a nice trip. You probably played over in London for Kerry.
We did in Ruislip. Do you know, lovely. Yeah. It's a nice
trip, isn't it?
You earned your corn over there as well, like, because you weren't just going over for a bit of crack. Yeah. Like you were. No, you obviously stayed the night or whatever. But it was. The experience is brilliant.
You said you stayed the night. Was there a few celebrations?
It was always after the game. You never stayed the night before. It was always after the game, but it was enjoyable though. It was expats. There was people you met because you're in Ruislip. You go for your dinner up top. There's a lovely conveyor.
They've really nice job made of it.
And then they have come in, like, you've all the expats meeting you, guys you played hurling, and they're coming in and say, geez, we were down watching the game. And it was a brilliant, it was a lovely occasion, like lovely kind of a time of the year, and just kind of being, everyone's there together. Like,
of course, Kerry playing London this year in the league, but it's going to be in Tralee. Unfortunately, we're not going to London twice. It should just be on over London. But anyway, who are the only teams to knock the same county out of both the hurling and football senior championships in the same year?
Cork and Galway. Two teams.
Tipperary and Galway. Tipperary knocked Galway out of the football quarterfinal the year they got to the semi, and they knocked Galway out in the hurling semi final. There you go. What year? I should have written down the year for that. I can't.
It's COVID year, was it?
It was, what year did Tipperary get to the All Ireland semi final of the football day?
It was COVID year, yeah.
It was COVID year, yeah. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, beat Galway on both
the
occasions.
Anniversary of Bloody Sunday, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. What do Golf's Open Championship and Tipperary hurling have in common?
Sponsor.
No, incorrect.
Oh.
Every year that the Open Championship has been held in Royal Port Rush in County Antrim, Tipperary have won the hurling All-Ireland. 1951, 2019 and 2025. Well, that's one now to tell around the Christmas table this year. And funny enough, I was actually at the Open Championship this year in Port Rush, and the Sunday of the final round in Port Rush was the day Tipperary beat Cork in hurling All-Ireland. But yeah, imagine that. That's just pure coincidence. Every time it's been hosted up in Antrim and Royal Port Rush, Tipperary have won the hurling All-Ireland final. Yeah, 51-19 and 2025. And the final question, how many Kerry senior appearances did Liam Ross make for Kerry?
Nobody can answer that. No, no. The man himself was answering this.
105.
You're the same without the 100.
Well, I guess myself, I did between 10 and 15 and I split it down the middle. I said about 13.
You were lower. You had 8. According to online, 6 league and 2 championship.
Yeah. I'll pour it.
Minus spine.
You'll have to go back. Lads, we'll set up the scores over the break, and what we'll do is we'll come back with your maybe moments of 2025 and what you're looking forward to in 2026. We'll have the results of the quiz after we take this quick break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry,
sponsored by Meadowlands Hotel, where your support means the world to us. From our family to yours, Nulla Cana Yeve.
Rightio, you're welcome back. Only a couple of minutes to go until the hooter sounds. The winners of the books this evening, the bit of a schmozzle went to Shane Breen, Patrick Culty in 3-1, Aidan O'Mahony's. Di Shukru in Carsveen, you're the winner of the Sean Kavanagh autobiography. Helen in 3-1, won John Canlan's book. The Limerick one went the way of Christine Casey, and Eileen Dennehy is the winner of Kevin Walsh's autobiography. All those ads will be in our reception here in Radio Kerry. If you want to pop in potentially maybe tomorrow or Christmas Eve morning, if you need them under the tree. And if not, they'll be waiting.
Not to be gone with us.
Yeah, if not, the lads will take them home. Grand totals, footballers 53, hurlers 49. Oh. So footballers get the bigger box of chocolates.
Oh.
And he's out now because it'll sound like on the radio they're actually doing it. You get James is just absolutely foaming. And then you get the smaller chocolate set. I said, let you go empty handed.
Yes.
Obviously, I've got a massive appreciation for everything all year. I know this ends up in a bit of crack, but you know, without you, we'd be absolutely lost here with all the coverage. Overall, I suppose, Liam, I'll start with you. Kind of 2025, obviously, kind of, I might go up maybe the local moment of the year, maybe, and the kind of national, international, sort of the big sporting moment of the year for you in 2025.
Yeah, I suppose the local moment would be for me would be the Armagh match. I think coming out after the match and meeting the people outside and to see the people, the reaction after winning that game was unbelievable. And of course, the rest is history, what we went on and did after that. And I suppose the local moment for me would probably be, that's a tough one now, local man. I think I'll come back to
it. Yeah, we'll come back around the table. Yeah. I might actually just ask you, you can be all thinking of to go around the circle. John, I might come to you as well, like kind of international sort of national sporting moment or even kind of local, if you want to consider it the Kerry team, if you want to consider it a club team or whatever else. What were kind of your highlights of the year?
I suppose the local moment would have to be Ballymac winning the junior premier, you know, after all the years, and how fitting it was that Aidan Breen got the last penalty to put it away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry winning the All-Ireland was... It was absolutely unbelievable. We were fortunate enough to be with you, Ivan, in Killarney.
Yeah.
The night they came back, Liam and myself, and incredible scenes.
Magic night, yeah.
Young and old, you know, and what a reception they got. And I suppose, look, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, the way they performed in the Ryder Cup, and McIlroy's reaction, a professional man, like his reaction to putting that put, like, to ensure... That Europe
were going to win it.
Incredible.
Yeah. After all the abuse they have gotten over off the American fans as well.
I have my local moment, Ivan.
Go on, Liam.
And it's definitely the Kerry FC magic comeback above him.
That would have to be up there with it again. You know, I think in a year where there's so much kind of went on and forced and everything else, it probably is one that probably will get overlooked. But for the 1,200 that were crammed in and everyone else watching at home, it 100%.
Just chaos.
Chaos, yeah, absolute chaos. And for 3-0 down, it was game over. James, for yourself, unfortunately, no major highs for intercounty hurlers. You're not going to tell me Abby Dorney winning was your highlight either. Does it, in general, if it was football, hurling, soccer, badminton, what was kind of dear for you?
Dingle's win. Dingle's win because of our connection with the Dingle Boys. Like, we've met you as a rare record now. He's a Munster senior football title and he's a Munster intermediate hurling title.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rare record he has. And like, we had Dara Dan and we'd Barry Dan, all our lads, Paul Ganey, they all played hurling with us. So I was so delighted for Dingle as a club. And I suppose, looking at the international moment, I don't think I ran, jumped around the living room for a long time watching Irish soccer. But when Tripart scored that going, we all, and the nation kind of took a hop. There must have been a seismic activity around because it was just so... It was just unexpected and we just jumped. It was like since Liverpool won, as we remember, come back from the dead. But this was like Ireland come back from the dead. And I ran around the sitting room where my daughter plays a bit of soccer. And she said, "Dad, can we go to the World Cup?" I said, "No, we can't. We haven't been there yet." But Zoe, my old daughter, she's so delighted. She says, "Can we go to the playoffs?" It's just suddenly there's that. Look, it's Irish soccer again.
I think as well. And I think there's no sport that brings the country together like association football or soccer or whatever you want to call it. Richard, quickly to you as well, I suppose your 2025, what have you written down?
I would say, I can remember the Jack Charlton era and the great joy that era brought to the country. Tripartite again. Again, I was jumping around the kitchen as well like a mad thing, as they say. Absolutely brilliant. Our athletes and our golfers, the local, I suppose what stands out is the comeback by Kerry FC. That was absolutely outstanding. We thought they were dead and buried. And I suppose Ballyhack's performances this year, there are green shoots there, so hopefully it'll be a better year for us next year. And the fact that we have a stronger Kerry hurling panel going into 2026, hopefully we'll win the Christie Ring and get back up to Joe McDonough, and that Kerry hurling will continue to develop.
Yeah, we'll have you back in, lads. The football lads anyway. The first week back in January, because we'll have the McGrath Cup and we'll have the Dingle and we'll have Ballymac and Ungwaith and everything. But just very quickly in awards, Liam, 2026. What would be kind of the top ambition? Would it be Kerry to win the 40th Ireland? What would you like to see happen in 2026?
Yeah, I think obviously our clubs. To go all the ways in January, but for Kerry to win the 40th would be a sweet one. And I suppose a back to back hasn't been done in a while. Hasn't been done under the same manager in a long time. We've done it back in the noughties, all right. But for Jack O'Connor to go back to back, and with the management team you have, and with the players we have now, I think we're just coming to a right age as well. So I think it's going to take a good team to knock Kerry off their perch.
Yeah, John, in a word.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think Kieran Donnelly's inclusion is a very shrewd move by Jack. You need something extra. And the strength and depth seems to be there, Ivan. Quite a lot of players brought up their hand during the championships in Kerry. So looking forward to that.
What would be your big highlight, James, next year?
I'm going to throw a different one out there. I come from a different perspective. Patriots fan. We're back on top.
You're going well.
We're back on top of the American football. So I'm looking for Patriots to go to the Super Bowl.
Win the Super Bowl.
I hope. Don't bury one like that. Don't be the Jets
I'm
fan.
Half a Pats
I'm delighted.
Well.
We'll give him that.
Ever started?
Two words, Christy Ring
title. Mine will be Kerry FC to get to the playoffs.
Hey.
It's on the way. Lads, look, a very happy Christmas to all of you, to all your families, to everyone associated, to all our listeners all year. I suppose I took over the hot seat there in the middle of this year. It's been difficult back end of the year for me personally, the family and everything else, but so many lovely messages from everybody has got everybody through. So just a heartfelt thanks to all our listeners, to lads who won books, to anyone who sent a message since I took over this seat back in the summer. I can't thank you enough for everything. Wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe Christmas. Spend it with people you love, and the biggest present is to be with family this time of year. Thanks to all of you lads again for everything all year. Can't thank you enough. Thanks to Conan, who gave a handout, and Sao Neve took the week off early. She got out of here a week early, so fair play to her as well. Next Monday night we are reliving the homecoming. The crack we had that night was unbelievable. That'll be all live next Monday night from 6 to 8. We won't be here personally, but you'll be able to listen to that. And I'm back on New Year's Day with an hour on the late great Mick O'Dwyer, of course, who we lost in April this year as well. That's New Year's morning from 10 to 11, and I'm back on Sport, Saturday Sport next Saturday. So I don't get much time off for the Christmas, but Sport doesn't take time off over Christmas. Lads, Nolly Connor, thanks very much again for listening. I hope you enjoyed the quiz tonight, and we'll do it all again in early January. Slán go fóill.
Slán.